This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Again, I am well aware of the Israeli ground invasion of Gaza, and I have told you we're not going to keep you posted on every single little tiny detail here and there, but big things, America getting involved, Iran launching missiles, the big things. We are tracking everything, and we will keep you posted so you don't have to run along and go somewhere else. Now, before I get to a couple more questions, I'm going to give out the phone number. I know that this is a mistake. I know it is. This is the equivalent of me dropping my 13 and 14-year-old son off on the Las Vegas Strip with $10,000 in cash each and saying, boys, have a good time. I know that this is a bad idea. I know it. But I'm going to do it. I am. Why? Because unlike Chris, I'm a wonderful person. So 877, that's not very nice, Chris. 877-377-4373. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get right to your question. No storying, no multiple points, no small talk. Hi, how you doing? No, nothing like that. No one wants to hear that crap. Right to the point, right to the question, I should say. 877-377-4373. All right. Now I want to address something before we get to parking at the gas pump and things like that. I want to talk about something that actually is significant when it comes to Joe Biden. You know how biased I am with this, because I've long had this theory that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. He will not be the Democrat nominee for 2024. You know that I'm not Johnny come lately to this. Well over a year I have told you this. This is my theory. I don't know. It's my theory. My theory essentially goes along the lines of the system is loyal to nobody, right? The system only exists to protect itself. So if one person is threatening it,
even somebody who's loyal to it, they're going to get rid of him or her. They are. Joe Biden's poll numbers are bad, to put it mildly. This Israel-Hamas thing has taken Joe Biden's poll numbers with Democrats, and they've cratered. Now, let's discuss why. Why is Joe Biden, why is he now in so much trouble with Democrats before we get to this guy who's running? Well, again, we've talked before about the balancing act Democrats have to walk, the tightrope they have to walk. They have to constantly tell their vile, murderous base that they hate America and they'll destroy it just like they want, while at the same time not letting normie Norm think that they're a bunch of radical nut jobs trying to burn down the country. So they constantly have to walk this tightrope. Now, this burned them bad with the Israel-Hamas thing. Why? Well, why do you think Joe Biden talks like this?
I'm convinced one of the reasons Hamas attacked when they did, and I have no proof of this, just my instinct tells me, is because of the progress we were making towards regional integration for Israel and regional integration overall. And we can't leave that work behind. And one more word on this. I continue to be alarmed about extremist settlers attacking Palestinians in the West Bank.
You hear what he did? You obviously heard what he did. Well, this is because they're just mad about Israel integrating. But also, Israel sucks too, and Palestinians are being victimized. Okay, so he's walking a tightrope, right? Walking that tightrope. But here's Joe Biden's problem. Joe Biden, the base of his party now, they are truly, truly evil and murderous. That's how they've been raised in this country. They have been groomed to be angry from a very, very, very young age. Angry. Everything sucks. America sucks. America's the worst. America's racist. The West sucks. The West is evil. The West is colonizers. The West sucks. Well, Joe Biden has to placate those people. At the same time, Jewish people vote two-thirds Democrat in this country. He has to placate those people. And it is impossible. He's run up against the tightrope. He can't possibly walk. It's not possible. Oh, we stand with the Jewish people. But also, I mean, Palestine has a good point. He's trying to walk something he can't possibly walk. So it's taken his poll numbers from really bad to, oh my gosh, I don't even think he can win. Which brings me to Dean Phillips. And this is a bigger deal than you think. Dean Phillips, you don't know who this guy is. He's a congressman from Minnesota. This is what he said.
I invite you to join me.
Okay, is he shouting? Chris, is he shouting? Was that loud? It seems like he's shouting. Is it the mic is peaking? What does that mean? That's what the distortion is. The mic is peaking. Okay. Well, when's it going to finish? Anyway, I'm going to play it anyway. Let's keep going.
I invite you to join me in declaring a new American independence, not from another nation or people, rather a new...
I'm already bored and he talks too loud. That's Dean Phillips announcing he's running for president. Now, Dean Phillips is not going to defeat Joe Biden in the Democrat primary. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're ever going to hear Dean Phillips' name again. But there's an old saying, and it's a saying I'm going to butcher because I don't look things up before the show. We do this whole thing on the fly. So this saying is not how the saying actually goes, but this is the general gist of the saying. If I want to defeat God and I attack God, I don't actually have to defeat him. I just have to make him bleed. I just have to make people see him bleed. Because if they see God bleed, then they will cease believing he is God and they will begin to come for him over and over and over again. And eventually he'll be defeated. Now, obviously I'm not talking about the real God or anything, but that is the general gist of the saying that there is a Democrat congressman willing to challenge the sitting president of the United States of America for the nomination in his own party tells you everything you need to know about Joe Biden's standing in the Democrat Party.
the system, the evil system we have in place, remember, it only has one purpose. All these people, all of them, all the commie scum that run this country, from entertainment to media to government, the FBI, Hollywood, all of them, they only have one purpose: to loot the country, burn it down, and loot it. And they have to protect themselves while they do it. They only came together to loot the country for protection. The purpose of the system is to protect the system. And if anybody, any one individual, from Joe Biden to Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, to one of the street commie scumbags, if any single one of them turn out to be a threat to their looting, they're going to go. That's just the way communism works. Look, it makes me happy. I'm thrilled about it. That's like I said, it's not my saying. It's my buddy Phil's saying. Best thing about communism is all the communists, communism is killed. Now, for our purposes, we don't want anybody killed here, but they are going to eat each other. They are going to destroy each other. It's not possible to be someone who hates everything that is good and have actual friendships and people you're loyal to. That's not how it works at all. Once you choose to embrace that religion, well, then you're gonna suffer, and the people around you will suffer, and that's just the way it is. All right, we are going to get to these calls, and you're gonna get right to the point, so I don't lose my temper and just cancel the phone screener. All right, we are gonna get to these, and we're also gonna get to leaving your vehicle at the gas pump. You pull up, you gotta get gas. You're filling up. While you're filling up, you go inside and you grab a Mountain Dew, some lottery tickets, beer, cigarettes. I don't know what you're buying in there. Is that rude? Let's talk about that. And your calls, they'll be all over the place. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Do you remember that segment we played for you one time? Remember Tucker Carlson did a segment a long time ago about how much they track your cell phone? Your cell phone, it is a tracking device. That's what it is. Right now, without any effort whatsoever, the government can locate you. They know exactly where you are, and they can listen to you. And they are listening. Why do you think it is you talk about hiking boots, and the next second you log into social media and there are advertisements for hiking boots? They're listening to you and tracking you. That's not conspiracy theory stuff. That's how it works now. Because tracking you, tracking your data, it means money to them. So how do you stop that? Because we all want to stop that, right? You stop it with Silent. And it's actually an abbreviation or acronym. I'm sorry. SLNT, Silent. What do they make? Signal blocking Faraday bags for your smartphone, your laptop, whatever it is. Put your device inside and you block all signals completely safe. These things that, look, it's not that they're nice. Of course they are nice. They're a necessity at this point in time. Go to silent.com/Jesse, SLNT.com/Jesse. Get you 15% off plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Get a bag for your devices. They are listening. Protect yourself. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are going to get to so much more as far as prepping, history. How did they end up taking over the history industry? I can't wait to get to that one. There's all kinds of good stuff there. Leaving your car at the gas pump and so much more, but figure it's a heavy week. We're going to try it. We'll see how it goes. Let's do some phone calls on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Just a reminder, not only get right to the point, this is a family show. It will always be, even though I'm a little rough around the edges, it will always be a show you can listen to with your kids. Kids listen to the show and they listen without their parents. And that is the best compliment you can pay me. Because you know, I'm not going to do something you don't want your kids to hear. That means no cussing. All right? There are kids listening. No cussing. Even if you do it, Chris will just drop it before it airs and it's not going to make air and we have to hang up the call. No cussing. Kids are listening. All right? All right. Let's do it. Bill, Alabama, go.
Jesse, I haven't got all the way through your book, but the gun laws that they're trying to enact today and have been for the last 50 years have been just little cuts, little things, lower magazines, and just turning legal gun owners into felons overnight. Number two, in Mobile, Alabama, we have these signs popping up, and is by our mayor, Sandy Stinson. He started it where they say, inclusion is love. Would it be all right if I started slapping Trump 2024 stickers on them and see if they disappear?
I want you to know, Bill, that I support your guerrilla terrorist mentality. However, that sounds like it's probably against the law. You need to consult the laws in your own area and not break any of them. And that's not me being a goody two shoes. One, I am not allowed to encourage you to break the law. Two, even if I was allowed, I wouldn't, because I value your freedom and that would not be right for me to tell you to go to jail. So you need to check it out. All right. Check it out for yourself. Look, I like the mentality. I actually think it's hilarious. Don't go to jail. And remember, if you're in a community, and it's so sad that even that's happened to Mobile, if you're in a community where your mayor's such a dirtball that he puts up a bunch of commie sayings, love and inclusion and crap like that, then you're probably in a community where the justice system would throw the book at you for your Trump sign. I think it's hilarious. I like the spirit, but watch yourself. All right? Ed, Tennessee, go.
I got one question. With the economy booming right now, I just heard on the radio it grew by 4.9% last quarter. How will the Republicans be able to defeat the Democrats in 2024?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, there's a reason Biden's so far underwater and nobody thinks the economy is good, yet the GDP grew. And here's what you're seeing. What you're seeing is they've slowly but surely, this has been done over the years, and this isn't on one person. This isn't actually even on one party. Both parties have done this over the years. Because our government is so failed and so corrupt and so evil, they are engaged in a constant state of trying to keep you from figuring it out. So what do? Well, here's the kind of thing they'll do. They'll put out numbers that are false, because if they gave you real numbers, you would be angry. For instance, the CPI index, or let's just call it inflation. Inflation. They'll put out an inflation number. Hey, inflation was this percent, 4%, 5%. And then you dig into it and you'll find out, wait a minute, they said inflation was this bad. It feels worse than this. And now I found out they cut out energy costs and food and rent. Well, wait a minute. That's my whole life. They do the same thing when it comes to GDP growth. You see, your dollar doesn't go as far. You know, the economy isn't doing well, but the stock market hasn't blown up yet and the GDP is doing fine. So how does that make sense? Does it make any sense? Until you understand what they've done is they've taken every metric, and essentially every metric now is how well they're doing. Oh, sure, the stock market's doing great, because all these gigantic corporations, they're all supporting each other and backing each other. And they're, now that they've destroyed small businesses in this country, especially during COVID, more and more of the market is just these gigantic corporations. So the top, they are doing very well. Remember we did that story the other day, Jamie Dimon, why can't I think of the guy's name? Head of JP Morgan, whatever his name is, Jamie something. It is Dimon? Okay, Jamie Dimon. Where we read that article to you the other day, where people were lamenting, hey, my dollar isn't going as far, I can't afford this, and we talked about how the middle class can't afford homes now, and it's all these bad things. And Jamie Dimon came out in an article, in fact, he said it on video, and said, we're going to have the best year we've had maybe ever. We are killing it. And they are. Because, again, the system only exists to protect all these people. They're all protecting each other while they loot the treasury, while they pillage the nation. Why do you think they're all so committed? Republicans and Democrats, why do you think they're all bizarrely committed to building up Ukraine? Now, even if you're from Ukraine, even if you're listening in Ukraine, you have to admit it is odd how committed all of our elites are to a country that we don't really know much about and we're not that involved in. Why? Because it benefits all of them. That's why. All right, we'll continue on with more of these. I'm going to address this parking at the pump thing real quick, and then we're going to get back to these in just a moment. Before we do that, remember, if you can't save yourself, if you're not taking care of yourself, then you can't save or take care of your town, your state, your country. You can't. If you're a low T weenie, then you're not going to have the strength, the energy, or the focus to fight the fights we're going to have to fight for the rest of our lives. These fights are never going to stop. Get yourself on some natural herbal supplements from Chalk, the anti-communist set Chalk. These are my people. They will not steer you wrong. They'll never do you wrong. The email testimonials I have about how people are treated, I love them. I personally take a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. There are female vitality stacks. There's Chalk lit powder. There's armor. That whatever you're looking to improve, put down the friggin' pill bottle. Go for natural herbal supplements. All right, trust me. You will thank me for it. 90 days. 90 days. Then you email me and tell me how you feel. Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Go and go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the...
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college. Whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Halfway done. I'm sorry on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dr. Jesse, what are your thoughts on people who park at the pump and leave their vehicles there to go inside the store? I personally think it's a selfish and narcissistic act. And by the way, the person I saw doing this morning is wearing a mask alone in the car. I thought that spoke volumes.
Have a great weekend. His name is Jason. Well, one, let's clear something up. There is no excuse, none, for parking at the pump and going inside if you're not pumping gas. That, not okay. That, really, really not okay. However, if there's not a line to get gas and there are pumps open, what, Chris? If there's not a line and there are pumps open, you're totally fine plunging in the nozzle, giving it the old squeeze, and running inside to grab a six-pack. That's just basic time management. Now, did I say go in there, get a Slurpee, some nachos, wait in line for 20 minutes, picking out your lotto colors or numbers while your car is sitting there? No, that's not what I said at all. If you're going to get in and get out, good to go while you're pumping gas. If not, you're not. See, basic rules, Chris. Basic rules. All right, let's cover a few more of these. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Sore throat Shogun. So the Zionists conquered what is currently Israel. You would say that they have conquered it. My question to you is, one, why don't they just say that plainly? And two, why don't they finish the job?
Why don't they just say that plainly and why don't they finish the job? And those are actually excellent questions. Okay, they did half conquer it. And just for those who don't listen regularly, I'm not speaking to the rightness or wrongness of this because, frankly, I don't know the answer. But I'm talking about conquest and conquering things. Remember, all lands are conquered lands, all of them. Let's deal with America for a minute. I have lamented and will always lament the dangers of half conquest. You can see this not just in America, but throughout history. I want to take this place. I want to take it over. I don't want to take it over that much. Ooh, I don't want to be too mean about it. I'm still the good guy. I'm looking nice, right? And so you let somebody you've tried to half conquer, you allow them to sit and fester and brew, and they eventually become such a problem for you. America went through this with the Indians when we conquered America. The Indians were conquered. And the left and the right both struggle with this in America. The left wants to call it genocide and America's a genocidal monster. And the right, because the right is inherently more patriotic, the right will step up and say, no, we were as nice as possible to the Indians. We conquered the Indians. They had land we wanted. We took it from them. And I'm not insulting us. They took it from other Indians all the time. Why was this Indian group here? Why was that Indian group there? Why were the Apache so heavy in Arizona when they had kind of been in Texas before? Why? Because the Comanche moved in and they said, hey, get out or you're all going to die. And west they went. Conquest is the nature of man. We ran into so many problems in this country because for the longest time, we tried to half conquer. And it ended up making us and the Indians we were conquering more miserable and resulted in more death and misery. You can say this is mean, what I'm about to say. Nevertheless, I'm going to believe it to the day I die. You move into a territory because there's gold there. Let's call it the Dakotas. You move into the Dakotas, you're America because there's gold there. Hey, I want the gold here. Hey, you Lakota. Sioux, you would know him as. Hey, you Sioux. Hey, guys, we're here, but we're just here for the gold. And look, we want you to be able to stay. You can stay, but we're here for the gold. Okay, we kind of need this place for a town, but you can stay over there. And all you've done is guarantee a clash between you two. Is that more merciful than marching your army in and saying, the Dakotas now belong to me? You can join me and become part of me, or you can die, or you can leave. But there's no third option. This place is mine now, and you don't have anything to say about it. Now, you may call that mean. I say that's the most merciful solution. When it comes to Israel, same thing. Israel starts moving back in. The Zionist movement picks up. The Palestinians had moved in when the Israelites had spread. Israel tried to do it the right way. No. We don't want all of it. No. Just most of it. A lot of it. No. You could stay right there. And now you find yourself in the year 2023 with a population of 2 million people who hate your freaking guts, who share a border with you. Is that more merciful to Israelites or the Palestinians than just marching in the beginning and saying, hey, it's mine. Get out. You don't like it? We can fight about it. Oh, you don't want to do that? Then get out or assimilate. Is that worse than what they did? Half conquest. A closed door can very rarely hurt you. You will see it and you will open it. An open door will never hurt you. You walk right through it. You know what'll split your forehead open? A half open door. Open it or close it. Don't do it halfway. No more half measures. Now, to answer the question, why not just go in and do it now? Well, again, this is the problem with half conquest. Once you've half conquered somebody, and that becomes the system people are used to, there's an Israel. Most people in this world, even the people who don't know anything about the region, they would probably tell you this. Hey, there's an Israel and there's a Palestine. Well, now that the world is used to there being an Israel and a Palestine, now you really look like the big meanie McMean face. If you go marching in and say, hey, Palestine, might want to update your map because that place is gone now. Now you would risk international outrage, including from the United States of America. Now, full conquest, it's probably not an option. Do the thing right the first time, and you don't find yourself in this situation. That's a fact. It's just a fact. Half conquest, good for nothing. Howard, Long Island, go.
Hey, Jesse, just a couple of things. I want to thank you for your book, and I just want to let you know, after waiting 25 months to get a permit for a handgun in Suffolk County, I finally got it. Because of you, I got the Mantis Laser Academy, and now I'm killing it. And I just want to let you know that I called Mantis. I left a message for Austin, the president or owner, to let him know that how grateful I am that he's a sponsor of your show.
Mantis, no, dude, I'm grateful you take the time to do it, man. Mantis is necessary, man. Training is necessary with your weapon. And Austin, look, they're wonderful people, Mantis X. There's a reason they partner with the Marines and the Green Berets. They're just friggin' wonderful people. They're our people, man. I love that. Go get you a Mantis X, all right? All right. Something else we need to do before we address. How did they take over our history books and our history classes and our history teachers? What's that about? And we'll get to more of these calls I told you it was going to be a good show. Before we do that, let's let's worry about putting our money where our morals are. Let's talk about supporting veterans and not supporting crap. Do you like to send money to Black Lives Matter? I don't. Well, when you give money to these gigantic mobile companies, you're giving money to those groups. When you switch your cell phone service to PureTalk, well, especially now, you're participating in eliminating veteran debt, in eliminating veteran suicide. You see, PureTalk is run by people who love this country the way you do. That's why they only hire Americans who speak English. When you get a hold of them, they'll understand you and speak it back to you. Isn't that wonderful? Switch to PureTalk. Support the vets. Stop supporting garbage companies. Same great 5G network. You don't have to give up your phone. You don't have to give up your phone number. All you have to do is go dial #250. Go dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone. You can do it right now. By the time we get back, you'll be rocking and rolling. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right. Don't worry. We still got a lot more. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to get on to why the American history field is overwhelmingly filled with commies. I actually can't wait to get to that. I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. But again, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're actually doing really well tonight. I didn't think these Ask Dr. Jesse Friday calls, I got to be honest, you can ask Chris and Michael, I thought it was going to be about 5 minutes. I told him this will be fast, but it's been outstanding. Look, and again, you don't have to put pressure on yourself. I'm not asking you to perform. All I'm asking is get right to the point. Don't lollygag, no small talk, no meandering. Just get right to the point. Doesn't have to be one I agree with at all. You've never heard me kill you for that at all. As long as you get right to the point, have a take. All right? What was that old Jim Rome thing he said? I used to listen to sports radio all the time when I was younger. What did he have a take and don't suck? That's a great way to put it. Killing it tonight. All right. Let's do this. Ben, Portland, go.
Jesse, I'm a Mainer, so first of all, sending out my love to my fellow Mainers who were hurt and destroyed by the shooting. It's just killing me. An Army buddy of mine was at the bar 30 minutes before it happened, but now I'll get to the point. We're a lot of us are shattered, man. It's a small state. But anyhow, to get to the point, my personal belief is because this shooter was known to Army and military personnel, the brass, he was known, he had made threats. I'm sure more of that will come out in the days to come. My belief is, at this point in the game, they wanted him to commit this carnage, knowing what he was, what he said he would do. I'm curious what your opinion is, if you think, this sort of situation was, they're happy it happened, the gun grabbers, if they maybe knew about him, because obviously he wasn't a Catholic mother or a soccer mom or a, grandma January 6th who was 5 miles away from the Capitol. So that's why they probably didn't care about him. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. And I'll take my answer off the air.
What are my thoughts on that? Did they know about this guy? Well, of course, it came out right after. As is always the case, that the FBI knew about this guy, that he was on their radar. And my opinion on this is not going to be popular and it's not going to be the common opinion, but it is what I believe. Now this will be popular and it's 100% true. Stop thinking about the FBI as if it's a law enforcement agency that's going to solve crimes or prevent crimes. They're not qualified to do either. It is a secret state police agency now that is built from top to bottom to attack the political enemies of Democrats. I don't know how many more examples you have to see or I have to see. Stop thinking about the FBI as a law enforcement agency. You got a state trooper in your area? Now that's a law enforcement officer. You got good cops in your area? Now those are law enforcement officers. That guy with the FBI badge is a communist apparatchik or works for them. Okay. I know that can be unpopular in circles. I don't give a crap. That's what they are. It's not a law enforcement agency. It's a secret state police agency. Now for the part that is unpopular. You don't want the FBI. You don't want many law enforcement agencies. In fact, you probably don't want any of them to be more proactive than they already are stopping bad people. And it's not that I don't want bad people stopped, right? You know, you have this horrible, murderous piece of trash here. Man, look, I wish he'd got run over in traffic the day before. I wish anybody, anything would have stopped him. I wish a cop would have stopped him. I wish he'd have had a heart attack. I wish he'd have had a root canal scheduled and couldn't do anything that would bring those people back. You know, all those people are hurting and their families are hurting. I want him stopped the same way you want him stopped. The problem we run into is this. If you begin to empower law enforcement agencies to do pre-crime, to come out and decide, hey, I know you're not a criminal yet, but you sure look like someone who might be a criminal, and then do something to somebody, well, let me ask you this. The FBI we just talked about. Think about this. The FBI we just talked about. If they had their way and they got a look at all of your text messages and emails of the funny little jokes and things like that you send back and forth to your buddies, do you think they would think you're somebody who would be allowed or should be allowed to own firearms? Or do you think if they looked at your private messages that they would think this is a human being who should not be allowed to own guns? Do you think the Democrats who occupy the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who hate your guts, do you think they would happily lock you up or take away your guns for pre-crime if they could? Of course they could. This comes out after every single one of these mass shooters that the FBI, he was on their radar and they knew about him. Well, one, they have a totally different mission now. It's to attack Republicans. And two, the last thing in the world we want is to equip the Cheka with brand new powers of any kind to attack people or to go after or to take away rights of people who are, quote, mentally ill. And the reason is they think you're mentally ill. I already plugged my book once. I'll plug it again here because it's a great time. Remember, I was going over the university field in this country. And I'm going to mess up the number of my own book because I don't have it open in front of me. But I believe the number was Democrat to Republican. I believe it was 17-1 in the field of psychiatry in this country. 17-1. You run into a psychiatrist, and that might be low. It might be 27, but I think I have that right. It was 17-1. That means if you run into a psychiatrist, and remember, that would be the, quote, professional who decides whether or not you're insane. That psychiatrist, there's a 17-1 chance that psychiatrist does not share your political views or your views on the Second Amendment. Now, let me ask you again. Do you believe we should empower the FBI to determine whether or not you are mentally competent to own firearms? I want murderous killers stopped. I want lives saved the same way you do. I'm sick that we have these dead people, these dead Mainers, these families. I'm sick too. Empowering an evil state police agency with more powers is not the solution. All right? All right. We got 2 hours left. These have been awesome. My goodness, you've been awesome. 2 hours left. Let's talk about the American history field. Why is it totally run by commies now? And then we'll get back to these calls and things like that. Before we do that, let's do something good. Been a heavy enough week. Enough people dying. Whenever things are heavy and things are bad, I like to try to make myself...
In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.